Yo.
Yo.
What's that in the world? It's your boy Hustle. The Gang's Fucked Up Radio. Doing the solo thing this time. But this is going to be something short. Potsy out somewhere with the family celebrating. Hear him getting in. Probably another episode, whatever. But I'm over here in the shower, just chilling, laid back. And the reason why I'm over here doing this little short bit, because broke people, worse than broke people, broke motherfucking parasites. Broke parasites. You know who I'm talking about. Everybody knows somebody, either friend, family member, whatever. Them type of motherfuckers irk me the most. They got the game fucked up. Why? Because no matter how much you build for yourself trying to do something, you know what I'm saying, when it's time to go out and kick it, that person fresh or whatever, you don't know their situation, but they never bring nothing to the table. Ain't that about it, bitch? You know what I mean? That type of shit irked the hell out of me. But I don't know who's really listening, though. So, if you understand what I'm saying, or you just want to call in and make an ass out yourself, call this number, 516-531-9815. Once again, 516-531-9815. But anyway, back to my subject, though. Recently, not all the time, but there's always that one person in the circle that just fuck it up. It's like, man, you can't even try. At least pull your own weight to the table. All right, fuck it. I'll go ahead and buy the drink. I'll go ahead and buy the beer, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And then the more you get into it, and the more you look at that person, it's like, you know they live in a different situation. You don't know what it is, though, but it's a problem. You just see it in their face. It's like it's all stale and serious. It's like somebody about to get hurt. And you just happen to be there, like, trying to keep a smile, trying to be alive or whatever. And it's like, man, why the hell am I here kicking it with you? If, one, you don't bring nothing to the table to pitch in or match, you know what I'm saying? And you just acting all miserable under my dime or everybody's dime, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's some straight-up fool type shit. Nah, I can't fuck with that type of shit, though, man. Irks me all the time. That's why lately I'm more relaxed now. I just kick it myself. Just like, why not? You know what I'm saying? You put so much of yourself on the grind and shit. And why not enjoy the fruit of your labor? Why the hell would you waste yours holding hands with someone else who can't even do something for themselves? Like, yeah, they barely pay rent, but ain't got enough to kick it. I mean, don't get me wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with helping out, you know what I'm saying? It's just for the sake of having fun. But when that person start hitting you up on the regular, like, what we going to do today? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, ask that person that one question. Like, is there any money on you? Look at the expression on their face. Look at their eyes. Look at their... Sometimes that should be funny as hell, too. Let's just look at their face like, no, I ain't got no. I'm pumped right now. I'm like, fuck out of here with that bullshit, man. Nah. And so, shit, what I be thinking lately is like, I'd rather blow my last sack, drink my last ounce, afford any freeloading motherfucker to get any of it. Like, I'm pop too. Matter of fact, that's my camouflage. It's like, I'm pop right now. I'm pop too. Fuck it. What we really gonna do? We're just gonna sit there and watch cars all day? Watch TV all day? I don't even fuck with TV like that, so. If I do fuck with TV, anything be new to me because right now everything looks stupid right now. You know what I mean? That's one of my ways to get in tune with myself. And the more you get in tune with yourself, the more you realize, like, damn, you see people in different shit. It's like some people just can't help who they are. Some people just, in a certain situation, like, man, they look at you as a lifesaver or some shit. But at the same time, they don't recognize that you're a grown-ass man with priorities. There's a thin line between that shit because I'm trying to do something and you really holding me back. So what the fuck? Not only holding me back, it's like you're not even helping out. Like, let's get bent together. Well, you know what I'm saying? And that, yeah, that's that type of shit that irked me, though. But once again, it's hustle. Doing that solo thing up in the Shy South Side all day, all night. Socks, what? So, but fuck it, I'm feeling myself right now. Just beginning of a radio show, you know what I'm saying? That's just beginning. It's just planting seeds right now. So, while I'm on live, let me just give a shout out to Poxy. You can hit him up on Twitter, Stevie is Pissed. Hit me up on Twitter, Our Lord Hustle. And, well, I'm saying though, let's network. You got music, holler at me. You got any art, ideas, comedy, dark comedy, it's whatever. I got a stupid sense of humor. Just wait until I get into films, though. Y'all going to see it. Matter of fact, check me out on Vine. It's called Hustle's Mind Frame. Hustle's Mind Frame. And I just post some random shit. I need to start back going to Vine and start making more videos on YouTube, but just been busy here and there and stuff. But always trying to make time to listen or to talk to everybody. But there's somebody out there, one person who can relate, you know what I mean? Especially that struggling person is like, damn, I'm down to my last dime. You hit me up talking about some, what we on? Man, fuck that shit. I'm chilling with my fucking grilled cheese sandwich. Playing Call of Duty. People still play that shit now? Advanced Warfare. I mean, everybody waiting on that Black Ops 3, but I'm getting kind of done with that video game shit, honest with you. It ain't what it used to be. You know what I mean? I'm an 80s baby, so I'm up in that age. Like, everybody used to politic at the arcade spot. Was it a grocery store, restaurant, where you got the arcades? We'll be posted. Try to outdo each other. Talk about something else out in the street and shit. Like, man, I was under the golden age. Real talk, though. Yeah, though. But for anybody that's listening, y'all know what I'm talking about when dealing with broke parasites like that. And what I do, I just say the same thing they do. What we on? You got any money? I'm pop. I'm pop too. Let's go smell some grass. Walk around the park. Millennium Park. You know what I mean? If you got priorities, you know what you got to do. But you grown. You already know. But some people who just don't, get it, but they see a pattern, man, cut that shit loose. That's the last thing you need. What you need is somebody who can build money with you. You know what I mean? Not just blow it off on the streets or whatever. But that shit gay as hell. You busy doing for yourself, but they can't even try for themselves. Like, that's some gay shit. For real, though. Like, you really think about it. It's like, that's a habit. That's a filthy habit. And that person can't even realize for themselves is like, you're their lifeline. You're their only option. But in order for them to get a dose of reality, you gotta, you know what I'm saying? You ain't gotta change numbers, but stop fucking with them like that. Get a little distance. You already know what type of person you dealing with. Like, if that's a psycho motherfucker, then what the hell you doing dealing with them anyway? But anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Like, man, you got to crawl on your own. You got to walk on your own. We all go through it. We all go through hard times and setbacks, especially me. I ain't no stranger to setbacks, but at the same time, I ain't finna let that stop me, though. You know what I mean? That's just how it is. It's all about how you is in the end. It could be fun, laughs, and games, but how you gonna be in the end of the day? You gonna be straight, or you gonna be popped? I'm trying to stay straight. I don't know about everybody else. Everybody else got kids. Everybody else got families. Everybody else got priorities like that. I don't. I'm still free as a bird in the way, so shit, I can do what the hell I want. You know what I mean? As long as I have that opportunity, why not take full advantage of it, especially when you get at a certain age. It's like, all right, enough of the fun and games. All right, it just hit me with a little reminder. My little 15 minutes of fame is up, but anyway, you listening, I really appreciate that. If you missed it, I'm going to throw it up again. I'm going to spread it all over. But if you fuck with it, fuck with us. Follow us. Keep you posted. Follow us on Twitter, at Our Lord Hustle. At the Games F'd Up Radio, hashtag the Games Fucked Up. Once again, if you see anything that will make you laugh, just tweet it out to us and put the hashtag the Games Fucked Up. All right? Shy love. Shout out to the West Coast, Bay Area. Shout out to New York. Shout out to the South, Florida, Texas, Mississippi. Shout out to London. Shout out to Alaska, Canada, the whole world. You know what I mean? We're going to chop it up again, though. 15 seconds left, but it's all good. Just wait till you see me in my film. Just wait till I get myself together, though. The game's fucked up.